We are still here. Make sure you're not half gone already. Are you going back into reality or unreality? Be careful that your life isn't reduced to being no more than a bridge between past and future. Always coming from there and going there and being pulled along that stream of time. As often as possible, break the continuity of past and future, the stream of time. Access the timeless dimension in you. By singling out this moment. Mostly, if you stop anybody anywhere, go to a big city, and you ask them, what are you doing? They'll tell you the story of where they've just come from and where they're going to complete that movement. I've just come from this important meeting. I'm now on my way to the airport and catch a plane to go to an even more important meeting. On which my whole future depends. That's usually what you get, or whatever other answer it may be. I'm going to spend another boring day in the office to keep myself and my family alive. Or you can ask somebody sitting on a bench and he says, my whole life has gone to pieces. And there's no point in carrying on, that's why I'm just sitting here. There too, the story absorbs your life. And if you could single out this moment, it doesn't reduce your effectiveness in this world, but brings in aliveness and a higher intelligence. Yes, you're on your way from that meeting to the other, even more important meeting, but what about now, this moment? The car stopped at a traffic light. Window is slightly open. The bird is sitting on the branch of a tree. And you hear the sound of the bird. And the sunlight. Feel yourself breathing and the aliveness inside you, the presence that you are. And the reality of now always exists outside of the story that you carry, which is no more than the sequence of thoughts in your head. Yes, that is there also. Of course, it's one dimension of life. But if that's all, then your life is greatly reduced to an ultimately unreal world of concepts. It's very much like an inferior work of fiction that exists only for its structural tension, but no deeper content in it. You know, works that are very interesting to read. You know, what's going to happen next? But once you've read that book and you know what happens in the end, you would never go back to it. It would be completely pointless. Because you now know what happens. You know the end. It exists without any depth. Only you're reading it with a structural tension is pulling you along. You want to know what's happening next. Or if anybody told you before you got to the end of the book what happens in the end, would have destroyed the whole thing for you. And that is just a work of, there are many works like just fiction to keep your mind busy and to give you a reflection of your own life. What's next? What's next? I want to know the outcome. And then if somebody tells you they all die except for this character, no, don't tell me that. You've spoiled it all. Because beyond that, there's nothing on the page except the tension towards the next moment. But the character lacks depth. Everything, every description lacks depth. So there's no point in reading it again. If you read a true work of literature, there may be some structural tension also there as one dimension in it. But every page has a richness to it. And you could dwell on one descriptive passage of a character or whatever for a long time. You can go back to it, read it many times. The outcome is not that important. There's the depth every moment. And that means it's a work of literature that nobody knows exactly where the borderline is. And in some works you say, well, there's some depth there. You know, is it just fiction or literature? Or is it cheap fiction or is it great literature? That's extremes. And so your life, is it cheap fiction? If you're only interested in the next thing, it becomes cheap fiction. Lacking any depth. And unfortunately, many people's lives have become that. What's the next thing? And in the end, of course, you die. It all resolves itself, eventually. All the problems finally get resolved. They have to, because everybody who's involved in the fiction is going to die, including yourself. Oh, it all works somehow. But that is the reduction of one's life. You live on the surface, just the surface of things.